School districts across the state are in the process of preparing their budgets for the next fiscal year. They face some big unknowns, including how much money to expect from the state of Alaska. Their proposed FY 2015 budget for the Dillingham City School District was rolled out during Monday's school board meeting. The budget is based on a total enrollment of 480 students. That's down from the current enrollment of just over 490 students. Lucy Ann Smith is the district's business manager consultant.
We're still using the same area cost differential. That won't change until the legislature appropriates money to do a new study. And according to statute, they're supposed to be doing one every other year, but they're not. I guess they don't follow statute.
Their proposed FY 2015 budget is based on expected revenues of $11.8 million. That's up $1.3 million compared to the current FY 2014 budget. The district is anticipating increased revenues from the state to cover the district's contributions to the public employee and teacher retirement systems, as well as an increase to the base student allocation. Smith says the budget is based on the proposed BSA increase put forward by Governor Sean Parnell.
The BSA, we did increase $85 because that was what the governor came out with, $85 increase for next year, $58 the following year, and $58 the year after. So we did incorporate that in there.
Governor Parnell's proposed increase to the base student allocation has been linked to the legislature taking action to increase school choice, and some believe that includes passage of a controversial constitutional amendment that would allow public money to go to private and religious institutions. However, the governor has included some other school choice provisions in his omnibus education legislation. State Senator Mike Dunleavy is a Republican from Wasilla. He's the vice chair of the Senate Education Committee. Dunleavy has been a teacher, principal, superintendent, school board member, and education consultant. His suggestion for school districts, based on his experience as a past school board member, is to prepare for the worst-case scenario in regards to funding from the state.
We don't know if there'll be an increase in the BSA. We don't know if there is, by how much. And so we would always be a little prudent and put together a budget. We actually put together a couple budget scenarios, but we definitely put together a budget that had no increase at all.
Senator Dunleavy's comments came during Tuesday's Senate Majority Press Conference, another of the Republicans to offer up advice for school districts, with Senator Pete Kelly from Fairbanks.
I don't know that it's prudent to be putting your budget together based on something that might happen, so that would be my only advice.
The proposed FY 2015 budget for the Dillingham City School District is just that, a proposal, and it can be changed over the next few weeks as the budget is subject to public comment and review by the Dillingham School Board. The budget must be finalized by the 1st of April, when it will then be sent to the Dillingham City Council for approval. That means the budget will likely be approved before the actual amount of funding from the state is finalized, before the scheduled end of the legislative session on April 20th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.